It's time now for a check of the Farm Word Cooperative Grain Market Analysis. Each week, Jalen Petick joins us to give us analysis on what's going on in the grain markets and what you, the owner-operators, need to do to prepare for the coming week. We bring in Jalen Petick. We're back on the Farm Word Cooperative Grain Market Analysis. Jalen's on the line. How's it going?
Oh, it's going pretty good, Dustin. How are you?
Doing all right. So the WASDE came out at 11 o'clock. How are things looking?
Yeah, looking more neutral, I would say. Definitely not a super bearish report or anything like that. You know, there's certain numbers that pop out to you, especially on the soybean side. But I think, you know, we escaped this February one looking actually a little positive on corn. Maybe hopefully continue our little push up, get back to trading some weather, and you know, they were expecting a little bearish going in, and we just didn't have the super bearish report that some in the trade were looking at. So I would take that as a win, and we can get back to trading weather and acreage and all that kind of stuff going forward as well.
And now, we talked last week, I believe, you said that, you know, February is the one that can kind of be brutal because we really are relying on everything going on around us. There's no ending stocks. There's no planting intentions. There's no nothing. It's kind of just we're sitting here at the mercy of everybody else.
Yeah, that's right. We're done with our yield. You know, our yield is, you know, it's final. We came out with that in January. We don't, you know, look at our acreage until we come around to the end of March. So really what you're looking at South American production, and you're looking at our probably more our demand side, right? And what we're looking at here, you know, you come out with the report and ending stocks, U.S. ending stocks is obviously the first one that everyone kind of gravitates to and looks at. It's easy to understand. And on the corn side, you know, we had average trade estimate slightly below last the January report. So last January, U.S. ending stocks were pushing up about 2.48 billion. They were expecting maybe, you know, on average, 10 or you know, taking a slight edge off of that. And we actually trimmed over 100 million bushels off of that number. They were expecting maybe 10 million bushels to come off that. So part of that, what's coming from is good ethanol usage, good feed usage, continuing going forward. And then exports these last few weeks on corn have been really good, and I think that saved corn in this report, just our export performance the last few weeks. So that that prints a pretty nice number here on today's 11 o'clock report. On beans, on the other hand, if you would just look at U.S. ending stocks on beans, you would think this is a super bearish report. We had 470 million bushel carryout last month, which is a pretty large carryout in itself. Now, the trade was expecting, you know, to trim the export number down a little bit to net an increase in ending stocks, U.S. ending stocks. We got a huge increase. 60 million bushels worth were up at 530 million bushels. That really weighs the U.S. balance sheets down going into next year if we truly carry that much out. But the thing that saved beans a little bit, we're looking at a little increased demand worldwide and production losses or overall production worldwide is coming down. So actually what you saw is a decrease in world-ending stocks on beans. And, you know, our futures market, you know, it does trade U.S. numbers, but I think the world numbers, you know, that encompasses everything. That's what they're going to look at. Those are the important numbers. So we saw a decrease in world-ending stocks on wheat, corn, and beans. So I would take that as a win here today for this report.
All right. So now the report's out of the way. We look to next week. What kind of things are we still going to be basically just watching South American weather here?
Yeah, I think the close today is important. It's always important to see where you shake out at the end of report day. Make sure we don't have any key reversals or anything like that on the charts. You know, the funds like to digest these numbers and then go one way or the other. So as long as we look technically fine on the charts without any reversals like that, we're going to go straight back to trading South American weather. You're still dry forecasts in Argentina. They have about, you know, if you look at their corn crop in Argentina there, about 40% of it is planted early. That stuff, yeah, a little dry on that early stuff during pollination, but it sounds like the damage is, you know, it's past. That's done with. That corn should be fine. But 60% of that corn is later planted and yet to pollinate, and you're looking at dry weather, 100 degree temps, you know, in the forecast going forward. So really 60% of their crop can still be affected by this hot and dry weather here through end of February into March. So that's the important thing with the trade. You know, watch resistance points. If you're looking at corn, especially old crop corn, new crop corn, December corn is trying to make a push, you know, through $3.95 up to $4. You know, old crop corn, you're looking at resistance around $3.69 and $3.72 the March. Both of them, if you have a number that works for you or a number in mind, get your orders trading, because we get up around that $4 futures mark or $4.05, $4.10, you know, it doesn't matter what that number is. There's a lot of producer sell orders in there nationwide, stuff like that, that really bogs the market down. So it's good to get it traded overnight, tick by tick. So,
all right. Well, we'll keep an eye on things, and we'll be checking back with you next week and see where we're at.
That sounds good. Thanks for having me.
All right. That's been a check of your Farmward Cooperative Grain Market Analysis. Tune in again next week when Jalen joins us to let us know what's been changing in the grain markets.